Commission, which has an extraordinarily great number of interests that were not mentioned previously, at the same time has many of the fundamental mitzvahs, including Yibum, Kiddushin, Gittin, and many other mitzvahs. I'd like to discuss, to begin, the din of Abribis, not the halachas of Abribis, which I've discussed on other occasions, but a mashava regarding the Issur Ribis, which appears again in this week's parasha. The Issur Ribis is mentioned in Nach as well. In Medina, we don't find very many mitzvahs mentioned specifically. In Yecheskel Perek Yitches, we have a pasuk, Neshech Nosran, Besar Bislokach, V'chai Lo Yishya. It talks about somebody who took Ribis, or gave Neshech, and such a person, Chai Lo Yishya, will not live, Chazal Darshan from that, that somebody who practices a lending Ribis and taking Ribis does not get off by Tchias HaBesim. As a matter of fact, the Medrash says that when Yecheskel was commanded to awaken the Atzamah Sayyavation, the members of Shevet Ephraim who left Mitzrayim early and died in the valley in Eretz Yisrael, their bones were resurrected by Yecheskel, as we read in the Haftarah on Shavuos, and they came to life again. And Yecheskel saw somebody's that did not come alive. And he said, Rabbi Shalom, who are they? And the Rabbi Shalom said, they're people who lent money with ribbis. So that an Einish for ribbis, besides the regular Jew of the Torah, is She'ein Ekam L'Tchias HaMesim. The question is, why this is so? Someone who steals, someone who cheats, is not included in this. Specifically, someone who rather lends the ribbis is included in an additional punishment of not getting up by Tchias HaMesim. Why is that so? Rabbi Druk, in his Sefer, brings a tremendous explanation, a tremendous lesson. Rabbi Druk says that human beings have tithes, and human beings sometimes give in to the test and the shyness. Unfortunately, humans that cheat, that steal, that eat non-kosher food, that struggle with it, and we hope they'll do tshuva and be able to repent for the avodas they did. However, there's another level of evil, there's another level there. And that is, when you see someone else who's struggling, who's suffering, and you look to cash in on his suffering, you look to gain from his struggle. Somebody who lends beribis is very often someone who sees a friend that's struggling terribly. He is unable to pay his bills. He's going to be thrown out of his apartment. He's facing foreclosure. And you lend him money. What an opportunity for a great mitzvah. But no, you want to take advantage. You want to earn. You want to make money on his tzaras. That's a worse level. That's a deplorable level of taking advantage of somebody else. Someone who lends with ribbis that way has the anguish of ein ekam l'tchias HaMesim. The sensitivity that when someone is suffering, it should not be a time that you take advantage of his suffering, is a very fundamental idea in the sensitivity of the Bnei Yisrael, of Jews who are rachmanim, who feel another person's pain. Rav Chuk brings from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld regarding the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, another one of the mitzvahs of the Jewish parasha. The halacha is, you have to send away the mother when you take the eggs. Don't take the mother and the eggs. But as Chaim said, that if somebody who has to catch a bird, it's very hard. If birds are quick, they run away. When you come upon a bird that's sitting on its eggs or on its chicks, it's reluctant to run away. It pains it. It pains the bird to run away when the human being is coming to take the eggs. It's a greater opportunity to grab the mother bird. Don't do that. Don't cash in on the pain of the bird. Because it's easier to catch the mother bird when there are chicks there. You're going to take advantage. It's not a good mida. So the mida of trying to capitalize on another person, even on a bird's day, is fundamental in that it contradicts the basic idea of the Bnei Yisrael, Jews, or Rachmanim. I would add that this time of the year that many ads put out, which violate this. There are ads for different tzedakas, which may be legitimate or may not be legitimate. I have no idea. I'm not talking about the tzedakas. I'm talking about the ads. The ads look to capitalize on people who are suffering. They say, you're suffering, you don't have a shidduch, give money to this cause. Give money to this need. It's a terrible need. Someone else is suffering, someone else is struggling, and you are going to guarantee a Yeshua because they give you money. What a terrible thing. I was once approached by a woman about 5 or 6 years ago. She said, my mother died. It can't happen. I said, why can't it happen? She said, look, there's this ad with a picture of Chaim Kanievsky. And it says, guaranteed for a good year. And I called them, you know, and I said, what do I have to give to be guaranteed for a full year? And they suggested $10,000. And this woman told me she only had $7,000. She borrowed $3,000 more. And she paid $10,000 with a picture of Chaim Kanievsky guaranteed for a good year. And because her mother was sick. And her mother died, she said to me, it can't be. How could our mother have died? Is a guarantee. The riches of people do with a good intention, perhaps, yeah, the tzrachim. But the riches of these ads is something that should repulse all of us. We shouldn't respond to these kinds of things. It's a contradiction to the Rachmonim of Klal Yisrael. Ankan from Rav Druk, let's move on to a second thought of this expression. To this thought, I want to give a hakdama. There's a Gemara in Harius on Beth Gimel. The Gemara there is talking about an aveira done by the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, something called Tar Helen Dovish Tzibur. If the entire Klal Yisrael, or the Gemara says the majority of Jews, are violating an aveira of the Shegeg because of circumstances involving a helab davar, a incorrect psak, they bring a carbon, very specific carbon, as a kapara. What I'd like to discuss is what constitutes a majority of Jews. The Gemara in Harius Dar Gimel says that the majority of the kahal, of the community of the Jewish people, judged by Jews who live in the land of Israel. The Gemara brings a pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech. Kahal Godoyel Olavai Hamas Anachal Mitzrayim. He says the word Kahal, or community, applies to Jews who lived in Eretz Yisrael, within the boundaries of Olavai Hamas to the north and Nachal Mitzrayim to the south. Then those people who live in Eretz Yisrael count as Kahal, as a community. Davnei Nezer, in Arachayim, Tshuva Shin Yud Dalet, Oyim Dalet, writes in a very beautiful language. I mean, as it was known as Ayyad Eretz Yisrael, one had tremendous love for Eretz Yisrael. In a different tshuva, he writes that if you buy land, even if you don't live there, you become something of a mitzvah, a bit of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Here, the Abinezer writes, regarding this Gemara, that Eretz Yisrael is a place that's miyached b'nei Yisrael, but Eretz mitzvah fosam. The land of Israel has an ability to bring Jews together as a community. That's why there's a special Yetzer Hara there. The Yetzer Hara tries to make machlokes. But the land should be mitzvah of Yidden. He says the source for this is the Gemara that says that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zu L'Zu, the idea of arbus, of Jews being responsible for one the other, began when they crossed the Yarden. There was no arbus in the Midbar. When the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael mitzvah fosav, it's a place of Ichud of Klal Yisrael, and Golus was scattered. And Eretz Yisrael, he had the potential to be a community. And therefore, he says, Kahal is those who live in Eretz Yisrael. He says, that's why Kiddush HaChodesh, the designation of the calendar of the years and months, is Dafka by a Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael. It's a beautiful idea, a beautiful thought, that the Kahal of Klal Yisrael, those who are in Eretz Yisrael, the rest of us are scattered, detached, we struggle than the feeling of kihima of Klal Yisrael. What does it have to do with this expression? The Sefer Yerayim in Siman Lamed, and it's quoted in the Be'er Sheva on Har Yisrael Gimel, that's a kasha. We have in this week's parasha, Lo Yovei Mamzer B'Kahal Hashem, the mantras now that enter the community of Klal Yisrael, and we had numerous Aveis, numerous people. There's a lot for them to marry into the Jewish people. Sudaka Christians called the Al Hashem. According to this Gemara, Kahal Hashem is only in Eretz Yisrael. It should be wanted to marry any of these people in Chutzlaretz. Kahal Hashem is Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says. Kahal Dodom Olavaycha Masan Racham Mitzrayim. And for the Yerayim, beautiful parents. He says the community of Jewish people who are obligated in mitzvahs is everywhere. Wherever a Jew is found, anywhere in the world or in outer space, he's obligated in mitzvahs. And to be a Kahal Hashem and a Gala mitzvahs is anywhere. Eretz Yisrael has a special blessing of Aviva Da'arav Machkin. When it comes to Torah, Torah's Eretz Yisrael is unique. The ability to learn, to study, to know, to have a siyata nishmaya in studying Torah is special in Eretz Yisrael. We find in the Gemara that Rebzeira moved from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and he was mistanel, he doubted that he should forget the Torah he learned in Chutz La'aretz. Something many people do today without having to be mistanel for him. Torah's Eretz Yisrael is unique. Parel of Davashel Tzibor, which is a kapara, for lack of scholarship, a mistake that was made in Pesach by the Tzibor of Klal Yisrael. So that, for a Kahal of Blind Day Torah, Eretz Yisrael is unique. And therefore, the Kesher Chutz La'aretz Einan in that minyan. The groups that live in Eretz and Chutz La'aretz don't count in this minyan. Eretz Yisrael is unique for Liman HaTorah. We see it today, the Torah scholarship in Eretz Yisrael far outshines the scholarship in Torah in Chutz La'aretz. It's returned, the Kimitzir Tete Torah has returned to Eretz Yisrael in our own days. When you visit Eretz Yisrael, take advantage of it. The Avir of Torah, the goals of Torah, the ability to learn. The Kahal of Torah Hashem is Eretz Yisrael. I'd like to end with a kasha. There's a pasuk in this week's kasha, a lot. He shomer is a lot. He shomer the nega tzaras, l'shmer mind. So be careful to avoid a nega tzaras, to be in a tzaras. Don't the Jedi do this, that you ever avoid tzaras? Well, we think of it as something not applicable today. The Chafetz Chaim, the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, Lav Gimel, says that somebody who is careful not to speak Lashon Hara is Mekayim Kislav. He's Shomer B'Negat Saras. Because Saras brings, Lashon Hara rather, brings Saras. And he says that this law applies today. Somebody who speaks Lashon Hara violates the law of He's Shomer B'Negat Saras. And this is how he explains that it's a real law. I don't understand. How could it apply today? We have no regard today. Shomer b'negat tzaras, you have a Jew, he doesn't want tzaras. If he'd be tzaras, he wouldn't speak Lashon Hara. If he speaks Lashon Hara, Zerto Chavetz Chaim, he violates, he shomer b'negat tzaras. Maybe he violates the spirit of it, but he has a Erev. Sarachia? Could it be that we're really obligated to think of it that way? To think of it as deserving the negat tzaras, even if there's no tzaras today, but the heavenly Einish, the spiritual Einish, perhaps applies. I'm not sure that this is the Chafetz Chaim, Sefer Chafetz Chaim, right at the beginning of the Psicha, Lav Gimel. Good time of the year to buckle down and be careful not to speak Lashon Hara. Now with that, I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbat. Please remember something unique. This week, we will lay the Haftarah of Tarshish Noach. And you say, ridiculous, it's Tarshish Kiseitei. Why are we going to lay Tarshish Noach? And the answer is that 2 weeks ago in Parshas Re'eh, it was Rosh Chodesh. We missed one of the seven of the Chento, which is the Haftarah of Parshas Re'eh. This week, we lay the Haftarah of Parshas Re'eh and the Haftarah of Parshas Kiseitei, which appear next to each other in Sefer Yeshayah. And guess what? The Haftarah of Parshas Re'eh is half Torah of Parshas Noach. The half Torah of Parshas Kisaitse is the other half. If you turn to the half Torah of Parshas Noach this Shabbos, you will be listening to the entire half Torah of this year's Parshas Kisaitse. And therefore, the eyebrow raising announcement, today we will be learning the half Torah of Parshas Noach, is a very appropriate announcement for Shul this week. Of course, everyone will know what you're talking about, having listened to today's shiur. A good Shabbos to one and all.